And so October the 24th has actually dawned, 1 week precisely before October the 31st, but the beginning of the Hallow Scream season at the York Maze. And Emma, we have braved the journey from Lincoln to York via the Humber Bridge. You've made it. What are your first thoughts here at the York Maze?
I think this is great. I've just had a look around, and at the moment we've got skeletons hanging about. Not real ones, of course. Lots of decorations and Halloween themes. We've got a bat hanging above us, so it's definitely a theme going on here. And I'm excited to see a bit more, really.
It's fascinating to see how much it's changed since we were here a few months ago, obviously, with the Thunderbirds maze. I think Thunderbirds probably still be recognised in some way, shape or form. We're going to be joined by Tom Piercy, of course, the creator and chief executive officer of the York Maze. It's a little bit chilly, I think, in terms of weather conditions, but that should add to the fun, really.
Yeah, a little bit blustery, but we've got a cup of tea to warm us up, and I think we'll be all right.
And, of course, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited at the York Maze. I do believe Ed Wellman is also joining us. He's currently somewhere en route between Lincoln and, of course, York. And basically, Emma, the reason I felt it was important that I came down and collected you physically today was I know last year there were various sort of conditions. You just didn't manage to get there in the end.
I know. Trains being expensive and I couldn't get to Sue and... It was a disaster, but I'm here for this one, so I'm very excited.
Exactly. Emma, we're on the threshold of deciding where do we go. Do we take a right to Halloween House of Corn Fusion? Do we take a left to the actual maze? We're actually outside the Colonel's coffee shop at present. I don't know the decisions. Where do we go?
I don't know. This is really... I mean, the Halloween House of Corn Fusion does look really mysterious and exciting. But I feel like we should venture off that way while it's still dry.
My thoughts exactly. Let's do that. And if Ed actually arrives in betwixt times, well, he'll have to find us. It's spitting down with rain, so we might sort of have an initial venture elsewhere as our caps and various other things are sorted through. Plus, of course, we'd like to get a few photo opportunities and shots in here. So, again, as we sort of wander around through this area, you can see that landscaping has certainly been to the fore here. You've got all sorts of wonderful activities in terms of the maze itself. I saw it. We've got actually the Phantomime as well. It's pass through the just outside the toilets as well. Hot food, that's always good.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot going on, I think. There's quite a few things that I'm intrigued about that we're going to have a little investigate. But, children. So that's...
Yeah, that's very scary, Emma, you see. I mean, this time I don't... It's screaming children as well. Just completely sort of scenario that... see, it's the Colonel's Kitchen, which is actually now open from that point of view. So great stuff there with the Colonel's... Notice the Colonel reference here to maze and the Colonel.
I like it.
Well, Emma, we're looking at the history of the York Maze from 2002 right up to the present day. The Mayan Maze, of course, being one Phil Leonis and myself weren't at, but we helped save the year, of course, from that routine. And you've just been posing in front of, obviously, the James Bond Maze and others.
Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting. Lots of different maze themes over the years, and I like it. There's inspiration from films and TV shows and all sorts, so it's really interesting.
Back in 2007, see what did that, 007, 2007? Farmer Tom was searching for a theme for the maze, and while watching one of his favourite Bond films, he realised that it was the year 2007. As a big Bond fan, Tom needed to give it more thought and set about designing a tribute to his favourite Bond, Roger Moore. Richard Fitzwilliams, are you listening?
I think Richard would be very pleased with this one, definitely.
I would hope so. I mean, you know, he's not a fan of Roger Moore, but I think he stands alone in all sorts of ways. Although I must admit that the statue we see there is probably slightly more Timothy Dalton than Roger Moore.
I'm not sure who that looks like at all, really, but... I like the suit, though. It's very nice.
Same size, of course, as the Statue of Liberty that we actually had for the New York maze.
Of course. Definitely accurate in that sense.
The Star Trek maze in 2006, being, again, a classic for its whole routine with the onset of the Starship Enterprise. That is one of the things I was blessed in the summer, together with Eva McDonald, to actually go up in a helicopter and, of course, with Jamie Anderson, see the Thunderbird 2 that was actually carved out of the maze. I mean, we talk about crop circles and alien invasions and so on, but some of these designs, Emma, I mean, pretty impressive.
I mean, it is. It must take a lot of time to, first of all, plan out and then actually create it. So it's fantastic. And they all look great as well. They're really detailed. So a lot of hard work's obviously gone into them.
The only issue, as I mentioned with Tom, and you'll meet him obviously in a few moments, hopefully, was 2014, the outspoken Yorkshireman's Maze, where, as we said, yes, we can go along with Jeff Boycott, we can go along with Brian Blessed, but really, the other man that was actually down as an outspoken Yorkshireman there, JC himself?
I'm not sure. Does Jeremy Clarkson really, you know...
Claimed he's actually from Yorkshire, born in Doncaster.
I mean, okay, we'll let him have it, I guess. We'll have to.
Shall we step through the threshold? Shall we go into the Haunted Maze treasure hunt? And we'll beyond this level, there's no return. We're clearly sort of going to wake our way through this into the Funky Pumpkin face trace and the maze rules. And, of course, a variety of other things with respect to maize. I mean, Emma, would you actually just give us some facts about the York maize?
Okay, made out of 1 million maize or corn plants. That's interesting. That's a lot. That's crazy, actually, how big it is.
1 million maize plants.
1 million maize plants. That's good. I like that.
Onwards. Let's continue. There's a little pause from that point of view. I'm looking at the Funky Pumpkin face trace here that we can actually do. This looks very confusing for me. I mean, we go from Beetlejuice to Swaggletooth to Mandrake to Casper to Banshee and all sorts of other areas here.
So I think we've got to spot the pumpkins as we go round, perhaps?
Yeah, okay, let's see that. Now, is there a button that's pressed here? I think there actually is. So, yes, we have got the official one. This is where it starts. We're about to work through this. Shall we press the button and see what actually happens?
Hi there, we are Gail and Ben from Minster FM.
That's Gail, who used to be with us, of course.
Six questions to answer.
Very exciting. We can talk over Ben, actually, because, I mean, Gail's sort of an art form of student, so Gail's worked through that, so just carry on regardless.
The giant number boards you can see as you look across the field.
And this year's questions are all based on May's theme of Thunderbirds.
If you get all the answers correct, you'll be entered into a prize draw at the end of the season.
So good luck, and here is your first question.
Lady Penelope was the Thunderbirds agent in London and was well known for her super cool six-wheeled pink Rolls-Royce car. What was the first letter of her surname?
And don't forget, if you need any extra help, the answer will be underneath the big number one sign.
Okay, there. Emma, are you set for that? Do you have a response to that? Have you got the actual answer to that to hand?
You know what? I can't think of the answer.
Oh, no. It was Lady Penelope Creighton Ward.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Genius.
When I was younger, I was too obsessed with the pink car to think about surnames, I guess.
Well, Creighton Ward hyphenated, obviously.
Lovely.
The silence is quite atmospheric now, even though it's just the middle of the day and it's not midnight, because I have been here on an evening before in a hollow screen. Oh my word, there's a green man there.
Oh my gosh, I was not expecting that. There's a green skeleton right ahead of us, so I hope we're going to be okay.
Yes, sometimes you just think, what is Tom doing? What has he actually possessed or been possessed by to actually get our green person? I think it's another photo opportunity though, Emma, so let's not knock a photo opportunity. Of course, the other thing is, whilst Ed Wellman is supposedly en route to join us, we may never actually see him at all because we could be completely lost in the York maze. Having just passed a bat, and not actually the Batman, literally a bat, well, it's most super pretty. Are we anywhere near number two now? Have we seen number two?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's have a look.
There's a thing here. Oh, it's a witch.
Oh, it's a witch.
It's a green witch.
She looks lovely.
Not a Greenwich, but a green witch. Well, shall we continue onwards then?
Continue onwards and hope we don't get lost.
Somebody once said we had to keep turning left. That was the secret of all maze scenarios, sort of beak varying left, which is why, obviously having turned right and left, we could be in all sorts of other areas here. Stop.
Ah, I spot Thunderbird 1.
Well, that which is where we've just emerged from, I think. So we're back at, we're making our way to Thunderbird 1, which I believe would probably be a Scott Tracy question, unless I'm way off base. So one for Shane Rimmer, perhaps.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes, it's definitely Thunderbird 1. We can see it there now. And we pass around this sign now. You know, each year we sort of think, can we actually give more excitement to this wander around the York Maze? And amazingly enough, we do. There's the Funky Pumpkin Trace thing.
It says, welcome to the Eyes Station. What do we have to do? This is really confusing. Choose your eyes, line up the plastic, and line up the paper with your chosen eyes. Trace your eyes. Oh, we need a piece of paper.
Ah. But we are Mojo mobile journalists. Why would we have paper?
We'll know for next time, anyway.
Assuming we actually get out of this one, okay. Okay, Thunderbird 1 has emerged. Again, another great opportunity. Always unsure whether it's Thunderbird 1 or Thunderbird... I've always been a fan of Thunderbird 4, actually. But are we ready for the next particular clue? Shall we press the button? Shall we push the nose?
Indeed.
So let's give you the answer to the first question.
Lady Penelope's surname was Creighton Ward. So put the letter C in the first box of your quiz sheet.
Are you ready for question number two?
Absolutely. I don't know, are we?
How many
members of the Tracy family were there in the show?
And if you need a bit of help, the answer is under the number two.
Ooh. Ooh. See, I know you're going to know this.
Well, let's do a bit of mathematics, shall we? I mean, five brothers, okay?
Okay.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
And a father.
That,
to my mind, would lead to seven, because Kirano and Tintin were not members of the Tracy family.
Was Tintin not married?
No.
Okay, right, seven then.
If she was, she kept it very quiet from Alan Tracy.
We're going for it, we're going
We're going to go for seven. Okay. I mean, actually, we've got Grandma, we've got living members, I presume, we're looking from that point of view, and in the show, so yes, Grandma was definitely there, Jeff Tracy, five brothers, so that would give us seven.
Okay.
I think it was about this stage, Emma, where a few years ago... It's not really good for... I mean, if you're a tall person, it's obviously... But for us, who are sort of average size in various sort of ways, you'd think, oh, there's another ghost over there. They're all over the place, honestly. I'm often minded of Katrina Lakin, of course, now Katrina Webb, who I think it was about this time a few years ago actually said, help, we're lost in the middle of the York Maze. Oh, it was a bit defeatist, really. But anyway, where are we now?
Oh, I don't know where we're going to go. We've
we're
got
lost
three
in the middle
options.
Of the York Maze.
I think we should go straight on.
Go straight on, then.
Follow my nose.
Right. Exactly. So, and the maze continues to sort of have its silence. Sort of. Who would have thought? Here we are in the heart of Yorkshire, wandering through a maze in the middle of... And there's another ghost there. And we've got another pumpkin.
We're to a dead end, though. We have to go back.
The funky pumpkin trace has welcomed us to the mouth station.
I'm scared now. It's getting eerie. Well, we seem to be the only people in this maze.
Did you notice that, Emma? Yeah. Yeah. So, or perhaps, you know, in similar terms, we should actually go,
we should start a diary, I think, in case we don't make it out. So the listeners to this podcast are going to have to wait and see if we make it to the end.
Breadcrumbs, of course. That would be a classic line from that point of view. It's rather like Captain's Log in Star Trek. We're lost somewhere in the York Maze as we reach another pumpkin eater. Transmitter device thing.
I'm very aware of the fact that you said we should be turning left.
Yeah.
But the only options are right.
Right, exactly. Oh, well, onwards ever onwards. Emma, we've decided to use sensitive, wonderful, feminine logic, and we've made our way back to the entrance. And we found the entrance, and we're now actually looking at the effectual map of the York Maze, which, of course, was Thunderbird's R50.
I think it's kind of a shame that we're having to do this, but...
Needs must.
It's so hard. We got lost in there and it gets scary.
We were over in Thunderbird 1, so we were perfectly clear from that point of view. We can see Thunderbird 1 proudly sort of flying above the maze there. Thunderbird 2, which presumably is way over the other side, we're completely lost.
Do you know what this is reminding me of? It's like in Interstellar where they have the big cornfield and they're running through. Gosh, right.
Exactly.
We're going to make this, though. We're going to do it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You don't want to say, I mean, shall we sort of...
Whoa, I've just looked at the map. Look where Thunderbird 2 is. We've got to go all the way around there.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't find it.
Yeah, completely different scenario. Okay. From that one. Shall we take a break and go back and see if we can speak to Tom and sort of say that so far we've actually made it through 1.5 bits of the maze?
Perhaps.
We'll do that then. And we may return. We can obviously, I mean, now you've actually got the secret code for the actual thing, and I'll take a photograph as well. So we've got that. It may well be that you'll be able to actually sort of assist Ed if he actually arrives here.
Yes, maybe.
And whilst Emma is actually sorting out a few other bits and pieces, I'm just going to hopefully grab a few words or silent ones with our wonderful Kern people here. It's not Tom Piercy, unless Tom's taken a whole different line together with this whole setup. Are you a silent Colonel? Yes, that's fine. Nodding. This is going to work so well on radio, it's untrue. But clearly you're with your girlfriend or wife? Wife, girl, we don't know either. Oh, gender and wife. There we are. Science symbol and all sorts of things. So sorted out on that basis. And are you at all scared by what we're seeing here for our Southside listeners? Because already we've been in the maze. It's pretty scary, Halloween and such like. You nodding from the center. So sweet. I find children more scary than anything else. Is that sort of one? No, they're quite happy with respect to that, so that's all good from that point of view. If I can prevail for you to wait for a few seconds, because I'm just about to be joined by Emma Tinson. There we are, Emma, my colleague today. They're silent, Emma, so I've just done the full interview by describing the action. So any questions?
I mean, how are you feeling about today? Good or bad?
Four thumbs up.
I think that's good.
Four Colonel Maze thumbs up from that point of view.
Definitely.
Good stuff there. And we find out that they are indeed connected from that point of view. What are we getting now? What's the message?
Something about that tent over there, maybe?
They're going in the tent over there. They're taking part of the other tent over there at a certain amount of time here. This is good. It's like charades. So what
brilliant.
Have we got?
I like this. I like this. This is fun.
And they'll be there sorting out all manner of things. But we need that photograph of yourself, Emma, with, of course, the Colonel Oh, we're getting shaky hands. Oh, we're in the pantomime. I'm confused now. I'm being beckoned over. I'm now officially following.
This is very bizarre, but I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
It's simply a classic case of the Midweek Drive on location, heading into the Phantom Mine as the Corn, and obviously Corn and Cobb being summoned with all sorts of...
There are Phantom Mine performances. And the next one is at 1:30.
There we are. 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, the fancy dress competition at 12 noon. Fantastic. There.
Fantastic.
We
brilliant.
We get the message across. We'll do the photograph now, if that's okay. Are they going to nod? They are nodding. Yes.